This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Altman.
Episode 319 of Job Search Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com and NoBSCoachingAdvice.com. And by the way, I'm the host of both the first and second most podcast shows in iTunes and Stitcher. This show is number two. Job Search Radio is number two. No BS Job Search Advice Radio is number one with more than 750 shows. So thank you for being a part of my audience and helping to make it a success. I really do appreciate it. And this show is a very simple one. It's really an answer to someone's question. I've decided, since I get so many questions and I annoy people when I don't respond, that what I'll do is, if you'd like me to answer one of your questions going forward, jot down this address, please, thebiggamehunter@gmail.com. Send me $25 through PayPal to that address, which again is thebiggamehunter@gmail.com. I'll answer your questions through audio or a video, and I'm happy to do so and donate part of it to charity. So again, thebiggamehunter@gmail.com. So this one is answering someone's question about whether or not they should have a website. Hope you find it helpful and give it 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. It does help other people find the show. And it's a short show today because it's summer and I thought you might enjoy, instead of listening to me, enjoy gorgeous weather. Now let's get going. I'm a university student that's applying for jobs. Apparently they're graduating. Should I have a personal website? I have a GitHub and a SlideShare account already. Is it a good idea to make a personal website with the resume and all the links to GitHub, SlideShare, and other sites? So here's my thought. You can do that, and it's going to take time. And you also have to then think about SEO. Here's a simpler way to go about doing it. Number one is get to a service like about.me or flavors.me. Link all your sites through there. They've got far more readily found discovery than your site will have. Get a simple blog account like a Blogger account or a Wix page. Put your resume there. Link everything to it from about me or flavors.me. You'll accomplish the same thing. It'll take you a lot less time. And their results are going to be far more effective than what your website will probably draw. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I want to encourage you to take me up on my free 7-day trial at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. And I want to remind you, subscribe to Job Search Radio in iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show. You'll get podcasts delivered to you Monday through Friday, very early in the morning. They're bite-sized morsels designed to help you find work. Hope to have you back soon. Have a great day. Take care.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's JobSearchCoachingHQ.com.